Mr. O'Brien told Security Council members that the total number of civilians needing protection and humanitarian relief now stood at 13.5 million, with 6.5 million having been forced from their homes, many more than once. He said 4.2 million had fled to neighbouring countries or joined the perilous migration to Europe. The grim statistics represented a total abnegation of responsibility by the warring parties.
The failure of the parties to uphold the basic tenets of international humanitarian and human rights law has propelled the Syrian people to levels of tragedy and despair that could barely have been imagined 5 years ago. Mr. President, the pace of displacement in Syria remains relentless. Further displacement is expected to continue at a similar rate unless there is an end to the fighting.
Compounding the sheer numbers involved, he said the UN and other aid organisations faced huge challenges helping those in most need. The dangers of conflict mean that 4.5 million are stuck in hard-to-reach areas. There had been 313 documented attacks on health facilities since the conflict began, and nearly 700 medical workers killed.
The UN and partners have recorded attacks on 5 hospitals since the launch of recent offensives. We all need to guard against becoming numb to the impact of this conflict, given the vast numbers and the sense of political impasse. Yet recent developments in Syria are a telling reminder that it is ordinary women, men and children who continue to bear the brunt of this conflict.
Only a political solution would end the suffering, he said, a sentiment shared by Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jaafari. But speaking through a translator, he said the government supporting opposition groups needed to think again.
They continue to deny the role of the Syrian government and refuse to coordinate their action with the Syrian government in order to provide humanitarian assistance and fight terrorism. Today, 5 years after the beginning of the crisis, it's perfectly clear to all that those policies have failed, that they have exacerbated that crisis.
Despite the rhetoric, Stephen O'Brien said all sides needed to see a glimmer of hope in last month's limited regional peace deal, which saw aid trucks reach civilians just last week.
The United Nations and its partners stand ready to immediately implement the remaining points covered under the agreement, including the delivery of additional humanitarian assistance and the evacuation of the critically wounded. This complex mission shows once again that when there is the political will, there is a way to improve the situation for civilians trapped in conflict in Syria.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.